ミスタースピカ
Other questions for oral answer, Ms. Yeo Wan Ling.
Mr. Speaker, may I have your permission to take questions 1 and 2 in today's order paper together, please?
Go ahead.
The LTA has been conducting enforcement operations against illegal point-to-point services. Since July this year, the LTA has impounded 107 vehicles whose drivers were caught providing illegal services. We recognize that there is demand from commuters for more convenient cross-border point-to-point services. The MOT and LTA have been exploring options to enhance the existing arrangements.For instance, under the cross-border taxi scheme, we are discussing with Malaysia possible options to liberalise the scheme, including to allow Malaysian cross-border taxis to drop off passengers anywhere in Singapore and Singaporean taxis to do likewise in Johor Bahru. This will provide greater convenience to commuters from both countries. To minimise foreign taxis cruising around empty and potentially carrying out illegal trips. Let me repeat that. To minimise foreign taxis cruising around empty and potentially carrying out illegal trips, these foreign taxis would only be allowed to pick up passengers at designated points so that they do not infringe into the local point-to-point market. However, for the convenience of commuters,We will identify more pickup points in both Johor Bahru and Singapore. We will discuss options with the Malaysian authorities on a reciprocal basis. We will continue to engage the National Taxi Association and the National Private Hire Vehicles Association to take in their suggestions. We are also exploring using location tracking, including ERP 2.0 and other measures to prevent illegal trips by cross-border taxis within Singapore.The LTA will continue its enforcement efforts even after enhancements to the existing arrangements are being rolled out. Thank you.
Ms. Yeo Wan Ling.
Thank you. Thank you, Speaker. I declare I'm the advisor to the National Taxi Association as well as the National Private Vehicles, I declare that I'm the advisor to the National Taxi Association and the National Private Hire Vehicles Association. Given the deep social and economic ties between Singapore and Malaysia, our drivers have expressed through the associations that they are excited that the calls to review and update the current cross-border taxi scheme are being looked into. Ensuring that the scheme remains relevant as consumption patterns change is critical, as this is a livelihood stream for 200 of our Singapore cross-border drivers. With the program being updated and noted with SMS response, with the increasing demands for point-to-point drop-offs, how will the Ministry use technology such as online booking platforms and in-vehicle tracking units to ensure that there is fair competition between Singapore-licensed and Malaysian-licensed vehicles, noting that there are fare and exchange rate differences?How also, and more importantly, will the Ministry look to expanding the scheme to allow our drivers broader earning opportunities?
Ms. Amesun.
I thank the member for her supplementary questions. Indeed, there is a lot of unmet demand, from commuters who would like to travel more frequently across the border.So we have families with children, families with the elderly, families who want to visit relatives in Johor Bahru, they want to do their shopping trips, they want to go on short holidays. So it is under these conditions that we're looking at how to enhance the current cross-border taxi scheme. The member had some questions with regards to the use of technology. We see that some of our taxi operators have already rolled out online booking forms, phone calls as well, to facilitate doorstep pickup in Singapore. At the same time, I have shared that we can make use of the installation of the OBU, especially on foreign taxis, in order to enhance location tracking. And not to forget, our platform operators, the ride-hail platform operators, also have technology platforms that they can use to enhance location tracking. So these are ways in which we can ensure that foreign vehicles are not conducting illegal point-to-point trips in Singapore. The second question she had was with regards to fares. So when it comes to fares, we will have discussions with the National Taxi Association as well as the National Private Hire Vehicles Association to understand what are the reasonable fares that we should be looking at to enhance cross-border trips. We know that there are cost disparities between the cost of operating as well as driving in Singapore versus Johor Bahru. So we'll take these into consideration when setting fares. Thank you.
Mr. Hung Wei Nung.
Thank you, Speaker. Thank you to SMS Soon for the comprehensive reply. But before I go on, let me declare I'm the CEO of Strides Premier, a company that provides cross-border taxi service as well. I have a few supplementary questions. First of all, what is the plan that you have, LTA have, to expand the fleet of 200 cross-border taxi to more, and whether they will allow the application by the taxi driver on a monthly basis rather than restrict it to once a year? Secondly, what is the plan to expand this cross-border service to private hire car? Because private cars pricings are quite dynamic. And as you pointed out by the SMS soon, the operating costs of driving P2P vehicles in Johor Bahru is a small fraction or what is the cost in Singapore. So how would MOT consider measures to prevent undercutting of fare in this matter? And thirdly, when the SMS say that they want to increase the number of drop-off points in Malaysia and Singapore, currently there's only one drop-off point that in Malaysia, in JB, it's Larkin, and in Singapore there's one drop-off point. How many drop-off points is MOT thinking of having? Is it 5, is it 10, or is it 20? Thank you very much.
SMS soon.
I thank the member for his supplementary questions. There have been several discussions between Singapore's Ministry of Transport as well as the Malaysia's Ministry of Transport and our part. Amongst the discussion points that we have include a higher quota of taxis for each country, the introduction of larger MPV taxi models, and the use of ride-hailing apps to make bookings. The member had a second question with regards to private hire vehicles. This I would approach cautiously, because we've been having discussions with our local National Private Hire Vehicles Association. They are conscious that if we should liberalise the CBTS too widely and not have a separate scheme for PHVs, there could be a situation where private PHVs could end up providing illegal point-to-point services in Singapore. So I think what's important to note is that any vehicle, especially those who are foreign, that operate in Singapore, they need to have the necessary decals, the necessary livery, so that it's very clear that they are part of a licensed scheme that has been negotiated between both countries and not individuals owning private hire vehicles conducting illegal point-to-point trips. Sorry, you had a third question, the member. Yes. Could I ask you to repeat that again?
Yeah, thank you. SMS, my third question is that we know the cost of operating a taxi in Malaysia is a small fraction of what is the cost of operating a taxi in Singapore. So how could, when you increase the fleet size and also liberalise the cross-border taxi services, how could it ensure that the parties will not undercut the fare?
Thank you. I had shared in my main reply that part of the discussions that we're having with the Malaysian authorities is to allow Singapore as well as Malaysian vehicles to drop off at any point in Singapore and in Johor Bahru, because this is a demand, this is a need that has been expressed by commuters. But that said, it is very important that we enforce effectively. And that is why I have emphasized the need for us to have the installation of the OBU, for instance, for the purposes of location tracking, and also discussing with platform operators to use their technology platforms to track where the vehicles are going. Thank you.
Ms. Yeo, keep it short.
Thank you, Speaker. I know that SMS had, in her reply, talked about working with right-hill platforms, and I also have reports of right-hill platforms from across the border being set up, introducing cross-border taxi services. How will the LTA or how will the MOT be working with these overseas-registered apps to ensure that there is parity and fairness when it comes to offering such rights in Singapore as well as in Malaysia?
SMS.
I thank the member for her supplementary question. Such apps have to be recognised by both Singapore and Malaysia. So where we are aware that there are apps that are being used to provide cross-border services but has actually not been endorsed by our local authorities beforehand, we will investigate, because I think we cannot allow the proliferation of apps that have not been discussed between both authorities before. This is to ensure that there will not be illegal point-to-point trips being conducted via such apps. Thank you.
Mr. Ang, keep it short as well.
Thank you, Speaker. SMS have asked a question, how could you prevent undercutting of fare? Because the cost of operating a taxi in Malaysia is only a fraction of what's the cost of operating a taxi in Singapore.
SMS.
I thank the member for his question. As part of the review of the cross-border taxi scheme, we will be consulting our associations to ensure that fares are reasonable to our passengers while providing assurance to Singaporean drivers that cross-border trips are viable given their operational costs. I think what the member is concerned about is actually our rights that are actually illegal, and the fares of these illegal rights are actually undercutting the fares and the services that are being provided by legal provision of such services. So for such illegal provision of services where fares are undercutting the fares that are pre-negotiated between both countries' authorities, we will enforce in a strict manner against such illegal providers of services. Thank you.
Your last SQ, Associate Professor James Lim, keep it short.
Thank you, Speaker. If I may build on the question by Ms. Yeo earlier on, I've also received feedback from residents engaged in PHV services that these illegal ride-hailing services are offered not just via unauthorized apps, but also via chat groups. I'm wondering, my first question is whether the Ministry has a sense of the pervasiveness of such illegal services being offered via chat groups as well as apps, and secondly, if the Ministry has a plan to crack down on such means of securing services, for example, using secret shopper or methodologies of this nature. Thank you.
Ms. Emerson.
I thank the member for his question. Under Singapore's laws, the government can order the takedown of content linked to illegal activities, and non-compliance can lead to further enforcement actions like blocking access or app removal. So this is with regards to illegal chat groups that promote the provision of illegal point-to-point services. The MOT and LTA is also looking to obtain further legal powers to ensure that online platforms comply with the LTA's removal requests for illegal point-to-point services should the platforms remain unresponsive. At the same time, the LTA has also been conducting operations to infiltrate into these chat groups and to take action against providers of such illegal services. Unfortunately, for operational reasons, I can't share more details, but rest assured that the LTA is aware of the situation. Thank you.